It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine, please? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? I've been thinking about you all weekend long. Did you have a good one? I did, thank you. Could you guess what might be in here? Very light. Very light. Well, I'll show you. Two greetings. That's what they are. Two greetings. Greetings are very light. Hi. Mm-hmm. And hello. I just wanted to say that to you right off the bat. And also, I didn't change into a sweater because we are going to go somewhere together right away to a place that you get up on the chair and a man goes like that. Can you guess? Let's go to the barber shop together. All right? It's right down the street. Come on. Doesn't hurt. Down we go.
Seen you.
Brought my friends. Want them to meet you.
Hi,
Mr. Stampinato.
How are you? Oh, you're looking well.
I need a haircut.
Good. So we always come when you need a haircut,
that's
right?
That's right.
Good.
How's you are my barber.
How's everything in make-believe land these days?
Oh, good. Have you been there lately?
Not lately, but I expect to see Corny a little later on. I really do like him.
Do you cut Corny's hair?
I'm going to cut his hair, yes. Mm-hmm.
He is a man who manufactures.
That's what he does, right at the factory.
Mm-hmm. He makes rockets.
Mm-hmm.
What's this called?
Well, some people call it an apron, and some people call it a haircloth. Both either would be right.
It is kind of like an apron, isn't mm-hmm. it?
Have you ever seen my new comb? I don't know if I used this on you the last time or not. This is a comb that I use to comb hair with, rather than cut it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice, thick comb. It has a nice handle on it, you see?
Sure does.
Pull it through your hair. Would you like to turn the airplane on today?
I'd be glad to.
Okay.
The airplane clipper?
The airplane clipper. And here we go.
Here's the switch here, huh?
Right there.
See that going back and forth? It goes so fast.
You can hardly see it. But it really does sound like an airplane, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Well, here comes the airplane right up your neck. This is the takeoff.
Don't tickle, airplane.
Right around the ears. It does tickle, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's sure better than hurting. Right up around this ear, the airplane goes on.
You've never hurt me.
Oh, I don't ever remember hurting anyone, frankly.
Barbers don't hurt people, do they?
No, they don't. Actually, barbers are here to help people, to help them look nicer and to feel better.
Yeah.
You ever seen my other airplane? This is the one that we call a buzzy bee. You remember this one?
I remember that.
You want to turn that on, too?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to it when you hit that red button there.
All right.
Just like the old buzzy bee. There you go. Here. Right here, what it sounds up around your ear. This is where it sounds like the buzzy bee. It buzzes right up around the ear. The buzzy bee does all the cleaning up work. The airplane does the heavy work. That's why it's so loud.
I see.
Mm-hmm. It does tickle too, doesn't it?
A little bit. I think my neck's used to it now.
Oh, I think most people's necks are used to it. I kind of like it myself. It even tickles my hand.
When I was a little boy, I was scared to go to the barber.
Were you really?
Yeah, I just didn't know what to expect. It was a strange experience at first.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got there, I found out that, you know, there wasn't anything to be worried about. The barber never hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
And you never cut anything but hair, do you?
Oh, no. We don't even cut out cutouts or paper with our scissors. The scissors cut nothing but hair.
You don't even use those scissors on paper?
Oh, no, because that would dull them, you see.
I see.
Speaking of scissors, did you ever see this pair of scissors? This is a pair of scissors that thins out the hair.
I see.
Pretty, aren't they?
Oh, it looks like a comb on the
one
side.
That's exactly what it is, and a scissor on the other side. Listen to the song that it sings in your hair.
Okay.
Do you hear that?
Yep. Boop, boop, boop.
It does sound like a song, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Everybody has different hair, I guess, like everybody has different body.
Oh, sure. Some people have fancy hair, and some people have plain hair, and some people have very fancy thoughts under their plain or fancy hair.
That's true. Do you have fancy thoughts under your hair?
Sometimes I have fancy thoughts. Sometimes I have very plain thoughts.
Well, I guess that boys' hair is different from girls' hair, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, Daddy's hair, probably different from Mummy's hair, isn't it?
A bit different, sure.
Yes, sir. Everybody's fancy. Some are fancy on the outside. Some are fancy on the inside. Yes, sir. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Boys are boys from the beginning. Girls are girls right from the start. Yes, sir. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Only girls can be the mummies. Did you know that? Only boys can be the daddies. Yes, sir. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. I think you're a special person, and I like your ins and outsides. Yes, sir. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. I like that. Once more around, okay?
You like that?
Yeah. It'll go twice.
Twice more around. That's a bonus.
Do all barber chairs go around like that?
Yes, they do. And there's really a lot of truth to that song, too, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Say, does your watch have 32 and a half?
Let me see. Yes, why?
I promised Corny that I'd meet him at the factory at 33. Would you mind?
Oh, not at all. You want to go now?
No, it'll just take me a moment. I'll just pack my scissors and comb.
We will keep your shop, Mr. Spamperato.
Would you like to have something very interesting to read while I'm gone?
Yeah, I would.
All right. This is the very, very latest barber book. And by the time you look through this, well, I'll probably be back in no time.
Thank you.
Bye.
Best to you in make-believe. Barber book. Don't know that I've ever seen a barber book, have you? This is a barber pole. You know, sometimes outside the shop there's a pole that sort of goes around, lets you know it's a barber shop. Let's see what's in it. Apron. That's this. Remember when he put the apron around my neck? That's so that it catches all the hair there. There's a towel. I put a towel right at the back here, around my shirt. Oh, there are the clippers. Electric clippers. The first one sounded like an airplane, didn't it? Can you do that? And what did the other one sound like? A bee. A buzzing bee, he said. Not a bee that would sting, though. Mm-mm. Just a buzzing one. The scissors. It's the kind of scissors that the barber uses. See that little hook up there? That's to rest one of the fingers against. put two there and rest another one there. Here are the thinning shears. Remember those new ones he showed us? This looked like a comb. And this was part of the scissors over here. And none of these things hurt. There are two different kinds of combs. This one has those little things the whole way along. And this is that new one he showed me with the handle. And this book has all sorts of barber things in it. Here's a brush. He hasn't used the brush on my hair yet. Maybe when he comes back he will. This is called a water spray. Looks like you'll just squeeze that down and water will come out. Maybe he'll use that too. And styling gelatin. I think that's that gooey stuff that you just reach in and take a little and put it on your hair like that. Why don't we just see how he's doing in the neighborhood of make-believe? We could, you know, with our pretend telescope. You know how we make it? One like that. And one like that. And put them together. And up to our eyes. You can do it, can't you? And into the neighborhood of make-believe. And there's Daniel's clock. Ticking and talking. The fountain and the museum go round. There's X's tree, Henrietta's house, and the factory. There's the trolley, the long trolley. I like you, Well, who's that? Why, that looks like Barney.
I'm great. How are you?
Just fine.
Boy, do I like to see you walking on your hands.
Oh, I thank you. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, I bet it takes a lot of practice, though.
Awful lot of practice. Years and years.
Oh. Well, what are some of the first things that you do when you want to learn to be a gymnast?
Well, one of the first things you have to do is stretch out all your muscles.
Stretch.
Because if you do exercises without stretching first, you're liable to tear a muscle.
Oh, you mean stretch like this?
Mm-hmm. First thing you do is try to touch your toes.
Oh. I would touch my paws.
Not too hard, Daniel. Don't get hurt.
No, I won't. Stretch and
stretch.
Stretch.
Right.
And stretch.
And stretch your arms.
Ooh.
That's right.
Ooh, that feels good.
Uh-huh. And then later, with a lot of lessons, you can learn to do harder tricks.
Oh, harder tricks. Would you show me some harder tricks?
Oh, sure. I'd be glad to.
Thank you. Oh, it must be fun to be a gymnast.
First of all, I'll do a trick called a standing back summon. All right?
All right. Oh, my!
And another trick that isn't so dynamic, but it's still a good trick. It's standing on your hands.
Yeah?
And walking around in circles. Watch, I'll show you.
Okay. Oh, my, that looks so hard.
It isn't really. It just takes a lot of practice.
And then you practice every day, do you?
Right.
Over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever drink hot chocolate?
Uh-huh, I love it.
Do you? Well, would you like to come into my clock for some hot
chocolate? Oh, gee, I sure would, but right now I'm on my way to get a haircut.
Oh, a haircut?
Uh-huh.
Do you like to get haircuts?
Oh, I love to, because if I don't, my hair gets too long and back and it tickles.
Oh, it does.
I'm right back here.
Oh, well, sometimes I get the kind of tickly right over in here myself. Would you scratch right there?
I sure would. How's that?
Oh, good. Oh, thank you.
Uh-huh.
You know, those new stripes get so itchy when you're
a tiger. I imagine they would.
That's right. Well, maybe you'll come back for some hot chocolate some other day.
I sure would like to, Daniel.
Thank you, Bernie.
All right, goodbye.
Bye-bye. Have a good haircut.
To get a haircut.
Okay, Mr. Rogers is over there right now.
Fine, I'll see you later.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Corning?
Is that you, Mr. Spampinata?
How are you, Corning?
Oh, I'm so glad to see you. Would you like to take this pole out?
Yes, let me help you.
We'll have some more room.
Good.
Oh, boy. I'm glad you've come. I really need a haircut.
Well, it's about time for your haircut, isn't it?
Yes.
Let's put this on you, Corny, so we don't get your coat all dirty.
This is a fancy thing.
Are. Yes, it is. It's pretty, isn't it?
It's an apron, isn't it?
It is. A peppermint apron.
Oh, it's set now.
Corny, do you ever comb your hair?
Oh, I seem to always forget. Don't you ever forget anything?
Well, I suppose so.
Yeah, well, I just wondered if big people ever did forget anything.
Corny, I think we forget the things we want to forget.
Oh, it's an idea. Oh, it kind of tickles sometimes.
Right around the ears especially, doesn't
it? Yes. When I was little, sometime I was afraid to go to the barber shop.
Really?
Yeah, you see, I thought the barber might cut my nose or something.
Oh, no, Corny, did he?
Oh, no, he never did, no.
Well, you see, these scissors don't cut anything at all but hair.
Just hair?
Oh, not even paper. Not even paper dolls or cutouts, just hair.
I see. Can you comb it just a little bit? Oh, good. Just the way I need it, thank you.
There.
Oh, feels better.
Well, let's not forget to brush the hair off you now, or this will tickle you for the rest of the day.
Oh, that's wonderful.
This kind of tickles too, doesn't it?
Sure does. You're a tickling barber.
Yes, I am.
Tell me, how much is that today?
That's a two, Corny.
Two, just a minute. Here's a two.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Shall I help you put this back
in? Oh, yes, would you please?
All right.
There it is. My pole's back in. I get back to work. Wouldn't you like to come in and visit a little while?
I hate to run, but I have an appointment with the king in just 3 1/4 seconds.
Oh, well, you'd better hurry. Say, I didn't know that the king had his hair cut.
Well, he really doesn't have it cut, but he likes to have me check it once in a while.
Good. Well, happy day to you.
Bye, Corny. Say, I was supposed to meet King Friday here. I wonder what happened to him. Oh, there's a sign. Let's read it and see what it says. His Majesty the King will arrive when a royal barber is counted to the royal number of 13. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Barber Spampinato, I presume?
Correct as usual, sire.
Are you prepared to inspect my hair?
Yes, I am, Your Highness. Are you prepared to show it to me?
Yes, I am.
Say, that's in extremely good condition. You must take very good care of your hair.
Of course I do. I brush it every night, and I put a sleeping cap over it, too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'd like you to come to tea now that you've inspected my hair.
I'm very sorry, Your Highness, but I have some customers waiting back at the barbershop and I must get back.
Oh, dear. Someday I shall have a barber all to myself. In the meantime, I have ambassadors and princes waiting, so I must get to them. So I command you to take your leave.
Thank you, sire.
What is your fee today?
Just one, King Friday.
One, just a moment. Here is your one.
Thank you, sire, and good day to you.
Thank you, and good day to you, Royal Barber.
Friday really likes that long hair of his, doesn't he? I should say. Well, he takes good care of it, too. Hi, Bernie.
Hi, Mr. Rogers. How are you?
Fine. Ann should be here in just a minute. He's
okay.
Over in make-believe. Okay. I saw you there, too.
Yeah, I was talking to Daniel. I was showing some acrobatic stunts.
Good. It's taken a long time to learn them, hasn't it?
An awful long time. It takes a lot of training.
I'm sure it does. Do one for me, would you?
How about just a handstand? All right?
That'd be great. Hey, those chairs are fine, yeah. Aren't they?
Okay.
You mean you could do it on the... Oh, my. Well, you'd never do that at home on a chair of yours.
Say, that's no way to sit on a chair.
Well, he's not sitting. He's standing, but he's not touching his feet to it, you see.
I'll be right with you, Bernie.
Okay.
Bernie's our gymnast, you know.
That's very clever.
How was make-believe?
Oh, it was really fine. King Friday really does take good care of that one hair of his, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Let's take good care of yours now.
All right. Is that the styling
this
gelatin?
This is the styling gelatin. It looks like lemon jello. It almost looks good enough to eat. This is the part that I like best. I have most fun with this in a barbershop. This is the spray.
Mm-hmm. You really shoot it on. It's like it's raining.
It does feel like it's raining. It's refreshing, though, isn't it?
You like this, Bernie? Yeah.
Bernie, did you ever see how you can make Mr. Rogers look different by just the way you comb his hair?
No.
Did you ever wonder how maybe Grandfather Rogers might have looked? All we have to do is put a little part down the middle here, and we turn the hands of time back to Grandfather Rogers. How about that,
Should I be serious?
Was Grandfather Rogers serious? He was really handsome.
He always wanted to take me fishing.
Sometime we can comb the hair straight back like this, make Mr. Rogers look like he just came out of the swimming pool, possibly, huh? Mr. Rogers, I think I like you as you were.
I had the worst time learning how to part my hair.
Sure, that's one of the things that you have to learn as you grow from a little boy into being a big boy.
Yeah.
That even feels better, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. But I used to get it so crooked. Do you have a hard time parting your hair? You know, I'd go like this and like that.
That's why I don't part my hair, Mr. Rogers. I comb it straight back. And you really don't have to do any of that.
That's right. Some people do.
Mm-hmm. Little powder?
What's that powder?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I like you
feels
as
good.
You are, too, Mr. Spampinato.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're a wonderful barber.
Thank you.
Thank
Mr.
you.
Rogers.
I guess you're next, Mr. Jessel. How much is it, Dan?
That's two. Would you like to borrow this book?
Yeah, I'd like to very much.
Good.
Thank you kindly.
Nice seeing you.
Good to see you. I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Good. I'll be back to cut King Friday's hair to inspect it once more.
Good.
That ought to be good for 1,000 miles at least.
I should say.
Bernie, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Have a good trim, Bernie.
I will.
Bye. Bye, Mr. Rogers.
Bye,
Ange. See you later.
Bye,
Mr.
Rogers.
Bye.
Cut.
How's it look? Did you ever get one? Did they put the apron on? Does your barber call it an apron or a hair cloth? That thing that goes along the front. And then the towel that you put in the back. Well, you saw. Ange cut Corny's hair. He looked at King Friday's hair. And now he's cutting the gymnast's hair. It's not hurting a bit, and you saw that it surely didn't hurt me.
No.
Oh, the electric clippers. Which ones did you like best? Oh, let me see. There was the one that went bzzz, like the buzzing bee, and the one that went rrrr, like the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like to be told about different things, don't you? I mean, if somebody new is coming to visit, or you're going to go somewhere and visit somebody, don't you like your parents to tell you all about it first? I do. Yeah, I still like to be told. I like to be told when you're going away, when you're going to come back, and how long you will stay, how long you will stay. I like to be told. I like to be told
if it's going to hurt, if it's going to be hard, if it's not going to hurt, I like to be told, I like to be told. It helps me to get ready for all those things, all those things that are new. I trust you more and more each time that I'm finding those things to be true, true. I like to be told, 'cause I'm trying to grow, and I'm trying to learn, and trying to know. I like to be told, I like to be told. Don't you? I do. Let's go inside. When you go to the barber shop, just look for all those different things that we saw today. Okay? Remember this word? See if you remember this one. Hello. Mm-hmm. And this is the little one that says, hi. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I first went to the barber shop, my mom and dad told me exactly what to expect. They said, you'll get up on the chair, and they'll put that thing around you, and it's not going to hurt. No. So, I was ready. My goodness, our visit went quickly today. But you know when we'll be together again, don't you? Sure. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with the song. Oh, tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You sure make each day a special day. You know how? By just your being you. Only one person in the whole world like you. And I like you. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.